This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Danny and Dusty.
All right, my rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal. This is a special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smash and rock to smithereens.
No, not this rock. This rock happens to be kryptonite.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
No!
The Fan.
Howdy, we're here on Danny and Dusty. Thank you for listening to us on 1080 AM. Watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you on this very patriotic Thursday as Dusty is red, white, and blued out.
Yeah, you're damn right. I'm wearing my red, white, and blue Zubas today. I'm wearing my bald eagle in a flight suit t-shirt today. I am ready for the Four Nations final in Boston between Team USA and Canada. Suck it, Canada. Go, America.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah, I love Canadians.
How many people do you think are really locking in for this? Because it feels like it's touching the cultural zeitgeist, the intersection of sports and the current ongoings of the world. And not just that, there's some American exceptionalism tingled into it.
Blame Canada. This, like when I get roped into hockey is when you can say, yeah, a lot of Americans will. Because I don't watch hockey. I know very little about hockey. I am going to watch this game. I will be plugged in right at five o'clock when it starts.
Are you really locked in on the back checking, the dump and chase?
I don't care what you just said. No. Nor do I know. But
really, really, really watching those line changes, making sure you got your,
I know what that is.
Yeah, making sure you got your good groups out there.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Get a good PK going.
Look, all I want to see is goals. I want to see America win. A couple fights. Yeah, give them to me. Sure, let's get this thing revved up and ready to go. Because that was the thing about when these two teams played before. In that round robin, when it is, when you get into high-level hockey, like when you watch playoff hockey, there aren't a lot of fights because you don't want to cost your team, right? You don't see it in Olympic hockey. So that's where it was like, Team USA, Canada are dropping gloves and they're throwing blows. Let's go.
There's some juice to it.
There's a lot of juice to it. And it wasn't, and I think this is what has roped me in. It was natural and it wasn't manufactured. And you could take the booing of our anthem out of it, and I think there would still be there would be a little bit of juice, not to this magnitude though, because that's what started the fight, right? Well, you had both sides talking about it afterwards, and that was it plays a big role in getting, I think, more of the fringe involved in this. But I mean, the reality is that they didn't hype this tournament up to be something that it's not, and the fact that it's exceeded the expectations with the players caring, the passion that they're showing to actually want to play in these games, that's what's made it awesome. And that's what has roped me into it. And hell yeah, I'm going to watch tonight. I think there's going to be a lot of people that watch.
Across North America, 10.1 million people tuned into the semifinal round.
That's crazy.
The first matchup between USA and Canada. And I believe it was 4.1 in the U.S. alone.
That's wild.
4 million for an NHL All-Star game?
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's a bonkers number.
Yeah. And I saw that this is kind of going to be what the NHL isn't saying this is going to be our All-Star game forever. But what they're saying is that, like, in, you know, the gap years between the Olympics, this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Well, like,
I mean, it has real juice again because the rating for the game is the highest non Stanley Cup final game in 11 years.
Nuts.
Look, the miracle on ice was not about hockey.
What would be 11 years ago? Would that be? What would 11 years ago be?
2014. The press release from the NHL, 10.1 million across North America watched Saturday's Canada versus USA showdown. Saturday's epic matchup between Canada and USA garnered 10.1 across North America, up 203% from Canada versus USA at the 2016 World Cup of Hockey and topping any non-Stanley Cup final game since 2014.
Wow.
So I would imagine that's 2014. Who was the... Is that the Kings season?
But if it's a non-cup game,
I'm trying to think of like who. Yeah, it was one of the Kings' titles, so I would imagine that's off the year between. So I would imagine it's probably like a Kings Rangers game regular season.
Boy, that's crazy.
Because that's when the NHL gets the big bump is when the rare times that the big U.S. markets have real juice, like L.A. and New York or Chicago with the Blackhawks. You can when they have legitimate Stanley Cup contenders, because there was a fervor in L.A.
Yeah,
when the Kings were winning Stanley Cups.
Yeah, that was Kings Rangers Cup. So, I think it might be a Wednesday night rivalry game between the Flyers and Boston Bruins.
Yeah, I could see that too because the both those teams were very good then.
I don't know if that's true, but. Yeah, I don't know. It was the Winter Classic game.
Kings Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Winter Classic game. All right, that makes
sense. So again, two major U.S. markets, two of the best teams in the NHL. Yeah, that was the, you know, Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, Dustin Brown, Drew Doughty.
I'm reading here. It was the Maple Leafs. Maple Leafs Wings.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the conference finals game. That was
Maple Leafs, Red Wings at the Big House in Ann Arbor, averaged 3.57 million. Peak audience of 5.3 million.
That's the one in Michigan. Yeah, okay. No, I remember that one.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
See, and that was a big deal. Look, this is huge.
I'm not a full-on puckhead, but I do enjoy me some hockey, particularly when my Kings are good.
Yeah. There are... Who do we need to watch for? The Tkachuk brothers, obviously. Mm-hmm. Those guys, they're like Captain America right now, Brady and Matt. I don't really know anybody else.
Well, I mean, are you talking about for just Team USA? USA?
Yeah. Jake Guentzel, he had 2 goals. I know that.
Yes. Well, I mean, talent-wise, Canada has...
Canada has all the... Can we
see the kids still out there?
Well, you got Sidney Crosby, you got Connor McDavid. They have guys that I know. McKinnon, I know McKinnon, McDavid, and Crosby. Those guys sound like they should be playing for like Scotland.
Can we quit calling him Sid the Kid when he comes out with a mustache and beard and stuff?
I mean, he came into the league with a.
What do you mean? The 37 year old we can't call Sid the Kid? We call Ken Griffey Jr. Kid still.
Yeah, I know, but he still had the baby face. Sidney Crosby,
he had a mustache?
Yeah.
He had a mustache when he came in?
He still had a baby face. Sidney Crosby, no mas.
Wow.
I'm excited, though. I love the fact that the U.S. is also in Canada's head over hockey, too. Because me knowing nothing about the sport, all I know is that they get really fired up when they can't win a Stanley Cup in Canada. and the United States has dominated that run for 30 years. But their retort is, well, you're doing it with Canadian players. Now, the United States can say, nuts to that. We also have the better players because we beat your ass twice. I hope it happens. Kind of feeling like this might be a blowout in Canada's favor because of the way that game one went. I don't know. If this game was in Canada and not in Boston,
it was flipped.
I think that the United States would probably have a better shot.
Yeah, they take the juice. And
either that or Boston just gets all hammered drunk, and that's what they do really well. Mm. And they go out and rev them up even more. That could happen.
I mean, things are going to get thrown on the ice pregame.
From Boston.
For sure. But if you're looking at like the Team USA roster, Vancouver Ford text line check is chiming in with Matthews. Yes, Austin Matthews of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Jack Eichel of the Golden Knights, Vegas.
Jack Eichel.
But it is not the, and then the Tkachuk brothers, it's not the star-studded roster. Hell, I mean, even Sweden probably has more name recognition in the hockey world than the U.S. team does globally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
It is, but I mean,
I'll take your word for it.
I mean, when you look at Canada, though, you've got Crosby, you've got MacKinnon, you've got Brad Marchand, you've got McDavid, Drew Doughty, Cale Makar. Like, you just kind of go down the list of like.
Is there a more American name than Kyle Connor? He plays for Team USA.
Yeah, no. In the same way,
my name is Chad Mountain Dew.
I mean, is there a more Finnish name than Kaapo Kakko?
I don't know if you can say that.
A's and two K's.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know Finnish names very well, but that if you were to tell me, say a Finnish name, I would say that.
What about Juho Vakanainen?
I don't know what you just said.
I just cussed at you.
Okay. Gesundheit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are any Boston Bruins on Team USA? That's my next question.
I don't believe anymore because Charlie McAvoy is out. Yeah.
Charlie, old Chuck McAvoy, yeah. He's out.
He's in the hospital
injury.
With some weird shoulder stuff. And
by the way.
Their keeper, though, Jeremy Swayman. He's their third keeper.
Oh, okay.
That is the beginning and end of my hockey knowledge.
There you go.
What's his name?
Jeremy Swayman.
Oh, okay. They said Swayman. I was like, we have a... you just call him a soy boy?
Soy boy?
No, he's a soy man!
He's a soy man now!
Soylent Green is people.
That's what Sooks graduated to. He's no longer a soy boy.
Yeah, I'm a soy man!
I'm not a boy, I'm a man!
I'm a soy man! I'm excited. I'll be yelling at my TV. And you know what I love about these things, too? I will have an irrational hatred for the country of Canada for about 3 hours. I'm okay with that.
Mine won't stop.
I love Canada. Well, I love those Canadians.
I'm not gonna have any maple syrup. I'll go find some Smuckers, some blueberry, some raspberry,
we
some
have our
strawberry
own syrup.
Yeah, Marionberry. We can go straight Oregon. We have Marionberry jam.
I don't need your maple stuff.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Suck on that, Tim Hortons.
I will say though, this game, the extraness behind it is very reminiscent. Not the obviously
fries
not
and
the
gravy.
Same. But the Miracle on Ice wasn't about hockey.
No, it was about the Cold War.
Yeah, and it's this has the same kind of tinge.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same lens, I mean, anywhere near. And that USA team was significantly more inferior on talent.
Yeah, we're just mad. You booed our anthem!
Don't boo the anthem.
Don't boo the anthem. Boston is going to boo the Canadian
anthem. Oh, they're going to boo the... They did it first! They did it first!
That's right. And I'm going to have this conversation.
It's like the Boston Tea Party all over again.
With my kids.
You tax them first.
Well.
Taxation without representation.
I don't know. Before they booed. Well, the reason why they booed.
It was a joke. Maybe.
The tariffs thing wasn't.
Well, the tariffs.
But.
Step your game up.
I'm going to have this conversation with my son. And be like,
it's okay to boo the anthem.
No, we don't boo the anthem. Because this is all I've been telling him is like, two wrongs don't make a right. Just because your sister hits you doesn't mean that you just wallop on her. No, two wrongs don't make a right here. We're not going to boo their anthem because they
booed
ours.
Sometimes that math does add up.
They got banger of an anthem, though.
Canada?
Oh, Canada? That's a good anthem.
It's a good one.
That's a good anthem.
I'm not in on it.
It's a good anthem. Oh, Canada is good. Yeah, it, I mean, I think that one it does rock.
Look, I have some
Star Spangled Banner way better.
I've got some intrinsic biases here.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's kind of built in.
Well, I mean, the Canadians, like, they've never been our adversary.
Yeah, because we exist.
Never.
And guess what? An ant is not the adversary of a boot either.
Yeah.
But I guess to be fair, they did.
I wonder why they booed.
They did still have the queen on their money and stuff.
Stupid loonies. God, you didn't take your money seriously.
I was just blown away when I went up there as a kid and they had pizza at McDonald's.
Look,
that blew my mind.
I will say this.
That blew my mind.
International fast food,
what?
So much better than our own. Menu options.
They got pizza here? This is amazing.
McDonald's in Iceland. Banger.
What?
Absolute banger menu
what
options.
What they got?
All kinds of different things, man.
Just all the stuff.
Yeah, just all the stuff. And you're like, wait, what?
All right.
Why do we have this?
I just need my nuggets and sweet and sour and hot mustard. And I'm good.
That's
culture.
That's right, Jeffro.
Yeah.
Culture.
That's right.
I'm good.
And your McDonald's pancakes with American-made syrup.
Only. Yeah. Only.
Only.
I want it strained through the feathers of a bald eagle.
Now, those little sugar flats that they roll out and call pancakes, they are pretty good. I mean, they are straight sugar.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me. Don't think I didn't go through a few big breakfasts as a kid.
That McDonald's.
From the old McDonald's, yeah.
Do they
still
serve it?
Some hotcakes and that sausage patty.
Do they still serve it in
daddy.
Styrofoam?
Styrofoam's been banned.
Yeah, it's in plastic now.
No more styrofoam.
It's the black tray with the clear lid.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I know.
I just remember very, very succinctly the...
I've been told.
The McDonald's breakfast platter. Weirdly enough, my dad is not a big fast food guy, but he did get down on some McDonald's breakfast. He is a 6'6 man, and he likes McGriddles.
McGriddles.
And I'm just like...
That's the one where it's like
syrup in the bun.
Yeah, it's like a syrup in the English muffin, basically.
I don't mess with it. People love them, though. I'm a
sausage McMuffin with egg guy.
I'm a more traditional egg McMuffin guy.
Yeah. I like the sausage with some cheese.
It's a real cracked egg.
With American bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sub it out.
Not Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
Still reminds
there's
me.
There's a reason why there's bacon and then there's Canadian bacon.
I don't sub it out. But I'm not calling it Canadian bacon today.
I will bring this up every time. I remember when I was at Old Chicago training.
Freedom
there.
Bacon is what it is.
When I was
We're gonna do this again. Freedom bacon.
When I was training at Old Chicago and one of the girls there, God bless her soul, she was a very nice person. She asked if Canadian bacon came from pigs from Canada.
Well, maybe.
Probably.
Like chocolate milk's from brown cows.
She was a very nice person.
Chocolate milk, brown cows, Canadian bacon, pigs from Canada, French fries, only potatoes from France. You don't know that, Jeff?
France.
It's like
Better Off Dead, the French scene, French fries, and yeah, because they have the visiting student from France. So they made all the French dishes. Yeah. French fries.
French. Yep.
French.
Yeah. All right.
It's a great movie.
I'm excited tonight.
I'm gonna go ski K2.
Let's America.
America winning?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. So I just want to
make sure. No way this thing goes wrong.
There's no way this goes wrong?
No way.
All right.
Not a chance it goes sideways for the United States. Not a chance. I'm going to win like 80-0.
Wow.
I'm a big hockey guy. Is that be a record?
I think that would be a record, yes.
There's probably some like midgets team out there that's done really well.
Whoa, juniors, please.
I think they're called little people.
No, it's the hockey. It's still called that.
Mm. I actually saw there was a hockey score. India junior hockey team. They got beat like, boy, I want to say they lost 80-something the other day. And there was like, they had one shot on goal. On the other side.
That's rough.
And their goalie had 55 saves and got like 80 put up on him. It was crazy.
That's tough.
It is.
It's called getting shelled. All right, coming up next, this is a little bit of news that's kind of slid under the radar. But around All-Star Week, there was some talk about after the Luka Doncic trade, what other big trades could happen. And somebody was like, well, what about John Morant? We'll get to that more coming up next year on Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
That hockey talk sure is great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I found the game that I was talking about last night. Well, it wasn't last night.
It wasn't last night.
It was Hong Kong beat India in hockey 30-0 in the 2025 Asia Winter Games. This was crazy. Hong Kong 30-0 in hockey. India's goalie had 55 saves. Hong Kong's goalie had one. There was only a single shot on goal from Hong Kong, or from India.
Hey, they put it on frame.
Saved. So that's the score I'm going with for tonight.
I would imagine that has a lot to do with skating.
Mm.
You know, we often talk about the hardest thing in sports being able to hit a baseball.
Yeah.
Scoring a goal in the NHL has to be second on that list.
It'd be very hard. Like, what hockey players do on skates is incredible. It's incredible. I had a buddy who, like, growing up, he was super skilled hockey player. Like, we'd go to his games and he'd say, how many goals do you want me to score? And the first time we were like, oh, like four. And he scored like four in the first period and then literally just didn't score again. Like, he had opportunities and he'd just be like, nah. And then the next game we're like, 11, and he did it. and I saw him like skating with his kid again on like Facebook, and it like he hasn't skated in a while, and he can just get back on skates and go and
it's like walking,
be amazing. It's no, like it's crazy.
No, it's like walking to them. It's insane.
See, like a couple of years ago, we were in Nampa, and we're like, okay, what are we gonna go find to do? You know, out there visiting my wife's family, and we're like, oh, let's go hit the roller rink. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, let's go hit the roller rink. I'll throw on some skates. Wow. Yeah, had been a long
Friction's
time.
Friction's different.
I strapped those things on, and I'll tell you what, it took me about 2 minutes to realize I don't want to do this anymore. I was going to break myself in half after about 2 minutes.
Like, Leon Draisaitl leads the NHL this season in total shots at 187. He has a shooting percentage of 21.4.
Wow.
It's not.
It's hard.
It's hard. It is crazy when you really think about it. Like, elite goal scorers are basically 20% and over.
Yeah.
But your average, like, decent goal scorer is, like, anywhere between 10 and 15% shooting percentage.
Dang.
Think about all the things that have to happen.
Yeah.
You have to get in position. You have to have the ability to, like, have space to get a wrister off. And then you watch people shoot and you think about how quick it is. They have to like pick a spot and fire it into that spot, past people, past a goalie, into what is a 4x3 frame?
Mm-hmm. Dude, I don't know.
4x6 frame?
I don't know. It's hockey.
Yeah, it's just like...
I mean, it's
crazy to think about, especially when you think, like, you go back and you look at goalie gear 30 years ago versus goalie gear now, or goalie gear 40 years ago. It's like, yeah, there's a lot more space to shoot at. Those pads are a lot bigger now.
Yeah, they are. And I don't know.
And helmets. Goalies are huge.
They're wearing helmets.
Like, these goalies are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7".
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. And they get down on, like, a butterfly, man. Like, they still take up the whole goal.
I'll be damned. Yeah. U.S. is goalie 6'4". Dang. Canada's goalie is 6'2". Still not a small guy. He's 6'2", 172. His gear weighs more than he does. Jordan Binnington.
I mean, Ben Bishop was 6'7". Koskinen was 6'8". Pekka Rinne was 6'5".
Wow.
Jake Ottinger, 6'5". Matt O'Connor, 6'5". Like, there have been a lot of, like...
Are their knees all shot when they're done?
I would say no, because these dudes are some of the most flexible humans you've ever seen in your... Ryan Miller, who was the keeper for the Sabres forever and for Team USA, I don't know how I saw it or how I came across it. Like, his stretching routine, that dude is real-life Gumby.
Hmm.
And it was just like... Because you think about it, like, when you get down in a butterfly stance, for anybody's ever seen it, it's like when their pads are parallel on the ground, their knees are together, and it takes up the whole bottom frame. It's like, if you just try to, like, if I try to do that, I physically can't do it because my hips don't actually turn that way. But, like, what these guys do and how quickly they are able to push off and move, it's like, you have to have otherworldly flexibility to do that stuff.
Bonkers.
Yeah.
So impressive.
It is.
Skating very hard. Very hard. We need to put more respect on skating.
No, it's very much up there. All right, coming up next, the Portland Trailblazers resume the final third of their season, taking on the Los Angeles Lakers tonight without Luka Doncic, LeBron James questionable. What does this mean for tonight for the Trailblazers, and what does it mean going forward? Coming up next. But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Want a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the 67th annual Portland Metro RV Dealer Show, March 6th through 9th at the Portland Expo Center. Well, now's your chance. Text in 503-864-6326. Text RV for your chance to win. Again, a 4-pack of tickets to the 67th annual Portland Metro RV Dealers Show on March 6th through the 9th. Visit 1080thefan.com for complete details. The Portland Trailblazers.
Do you want to know one of the greatest places for living in an RV?
Oh.
Is living in America.
That's right. That's right. You're damn right. Jim Harbaugh did it.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh did it.
How many movies from the mid to late 80s had this song in it at some point in time during a montage?
All the good ones.
Or in the end credits?
At least there was Rocky IV.
All the good ones.
That's all that counts.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be.
That's all you need.
Was it Rocky 2 or 3 that had the robot?
That would be Rocky 2. Rocky 2 when he made it.
I saw a thing somewhere that said he still has that robot and he still has the turtle.
Really?
Yeah. Like, apparently the turtle is still alive.
Well, turtles do.
They live a long freaking time, man. I mean, it's not like a sea turtle where it's living like 150 years, but apparently they can live like 50, 60 years.
Ooh, Rocky 4.
4 was the robot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a little further out, too.
Yeah.
We're not talking
Rocky
about
Rocky.
Right there with James Brown and Living in America.
Hit!
I love the Rocky movies so much.
They are great you get to 5.
Rocky Five.
We can pretend that one didn't happen.
Didn't exist. Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, we can pretend that one didn't happen.
Didn't exist. Do we want to pretend that the basketball game doesn't exist tonight? Because it's going to be a weird one as the Los Angeles Lakers come into town with their newly acquired Luka Doncic being out?
Yeah, it takes a little bit of the wind out of the sails of this one. They played last night against Charlotte, and so it's a back-to-back. And so no Luka. He looked out of sorts and out of rhythm. For sure. They hunted him on the defensive end. Like, look, the Lakers, they really need to figure out what they are going to do in formulating a plan around Luka Doncic in tight games. Because what the Hornets did, it was like the last 6 minutes of the game.
Mm-hmm.
All they did was just set screens until Luka was on ball and then drove right past him and scored.
What's funny is the game-to-game defensive rating is a very dumb stat, but coming out of last night, when the Lakers got murdered was when Alex Len was on the floor.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, not Alex Len. Jared Vanderbilt. They were actually incredible with Alex Len.
With Alex Len on the floor. But Jared Vanderbilt.
It was like their defensive rating was like a 130 something. It was like, geek.
That's not good.
Yeah, I think they had like a 156 offensive rating in 10 minutes with Alex Len, and they had like a 73 offensive rating with Jared Vanderbilt.
What are we going to do with this Blazers team down the stretch, though?
It's going to be really interesting.
Like, the tank or not, like, what are we even looking for? Like, that's the thing that I've been
who plays
battling in my head is, what is success in these final 27 games of the season for the Blazers?
I think you've seen your quote-unquote proof of concept.
What?
0-27.
0-27? Okay.
I think you've seen, like, if you wanted to see some growth from guys, you've seen that stuff pop up. Whether it's two, whether it's Denny. Donovan's had two monster games.
A little bit of this consistent run from Scoot continuing, I think, would probably be the big one.
You want to see probably Shaden hit some threes, for the love of God. He's shooting like 31% now from three.
Okay.
Been a poor shooting season for him.
Yeah, so just let's go.
We're going more.
Spread them out.
We're going more micro skills.
He can just shoot. Yeah. You know, shooters can shoot.
Figure it out.
Because you don't want wins right now, especially with Victor Wembanyama being shut down for the rest of the year. This puts the Blazers in a real bad spot. Mm-hmm. They are tied in the win column with San Antonio. They have three more losses than the Spurs do this year. But this Spurs team is not going to be in the business of winning down the stretch, and the margin for error is very thin for Portland. Make no bones about it. Like, this team is not a play-in team, and they shouldn't be gunning for a play-in spot, because that doesn't help the franchise and the organization long-term. They are not going to get a star in this draft if they make the play-in, or if they're in 9 or 10 range. Like, you've got to be... And look, the Blazers have had great success drafting 6th and 7th, right? But at the same time, you don't want to be 9th or 10th. That's like the worst place that you could be, especially in this draft. And with the way that the lottery is set up, the lottery odds are not in your favor whatsoever if you're pushed back at 9.
No, and you're battling a ton of luck, and luck just never seems to work out here.
No. Well, maybe the basketball gods will shine down on them for that 12-game stretch.
There was one time where the luck shined down upon us, and we got the number one pick.
Yeah.
And we took Greg Oden, which I will still maintain was the correct choice.
No, I think everybody would.
Well, yeah, it was.
No, not everybody would. They're like, everybody else is like, oh, you're taking Kevin Durant.
You're
taking Kevin Durant.
No, 29 other GMs all said they would have taken Greg Oden that night.
You take the big.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
It is what it is.
Always.
So, but it is going to be interesting to see kind of which way this goes. But I think there's maybe a subcurrent to not just this game, but something the NBA has to kind of figure out going forward. Otherwise, they're going to have a big problem on their hand. And that's flexible ticket pricing as it pertains to matchups. Because these tickets tonight went for a pretty penny in Portland, and people are not going to be getting their money's worth.
Yeah,
coming out of it.
I was looking earlier on ESPN. It said the lowest price to get in the door was $77 for this Blazers-Lakers game. It's LeBron. And that's it. If it was LeBron and Luka, maybe you could squint at it and say, yeah, okay. But no, this is not a game that you're squeezing your fans at this point for a product that isn't that great. If you want to go to the Charlotte game.
How many times have we seen LeBron come here? It hasn't been that many.
If you can go to the how many times have we seen LeBron here?
Yeah. I feel like he's always out.
Oh, I saw him last year.
He's had some massive performances here.
Yeah. If you want to go to the Charlotte game on Saturday, $15. It's a little bit different than 77. That's a chasm right there. But a
little bit.
Look, The pricing is you mentioned that's a good point, because if it was LeBron and Luka, yeah, you can justify that. At this point, I don't know if you can with just LeBron, but if people pay, that's the important thing. So how many fans are in the stands? That'll be important. And it's just going to make me mad, because we're going to watch this game and all we're going to see is purple and gold.
Just an aside, LeBron has played 21 games in Portland in his career.
Okay, my apologies.
And most recently, 2019, 2019, 2022, so there's a gap there, and then 2023, 2023. So It has been it's been a little while, but he's had some his last three games, 35, 37, 30 in Portland. He's been
Hey, yo.
So, yeah, it's definitely worth looking at. So, we'll take a look at the actual matchup when we come back and put a nice little bow on today's show here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
Blame Canada. Go USA.
Here's your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the 67th annual Portland Metro RV Dealers Show, March 6th through the 9th at the Portland Expo Center. Right now, text RV, that's RNV, to 503-864-6326 now to enter for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the 67th annual Portland Metro RV Dealers Show, March 6th through the 9th. Head to 1080thefan.com for complete details.
Whoop, whoop.
Just kind of bumping off the last thing we had there. I feel bad for anybody who bought expensive tickets to the Lakers game tonight to see Luka Doncic.
That sucks.
Shouts to everybody out there who's got a season ticket holder who was able to pawn them off on everybody else at way more than you should have been able to.
Yeah, that's a good come up for them.
Yeah.
That's a really good
We had a couple people on text line like, yeah, no, I sold my tickets a couple weeks ago and I made a pretty penny. Good for you. I said this before we went to the All-Star break. Look, I get it. Like, if you do it right, you can damn near pay for season tickets doing this.
Yes. Yeah, you can. It's actually a brilliant play.
Steal all the money from Laker and Warrior fans.
Do it.
It's very fun. Look, I don't want them in the building, but they're going to be there anyways.
Yeah, that does suck.
Maybe they can chew on Steph's mouth guard.
Yeah, you go.
He's been cutting down on that. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I think
it's not as egregious.
It probably people got to him and said, they hate it when you do it. Stop doing it.
Incredibly unlikable.
Look, here's my other, like, I had this thought when I saw the Kevin Durant doc or the Court of Gold doc. The Kevin Durant doing the shimmy before his free throw makes me not like him. It is the most like unrelated thing. That little shimmy that he does before the free throw, I just go, I don't know why.
Not Jeff Hornacek.
I don't think we need other reasons to dislike Kevin Durant.
I actually like Kevin Durant, though. That's the thing.
I do, too. I like KD.
Like, but when he does that shimmy, it just makes me go, God, stop doing that. I don't know why. I have no idea why. Dang. Pathological. I'm totally willing to admit that. I get it.
All right. That does it for us. Hey.
USA! USA! USA!
5 o'clock tonight. Mm. USA versus Canada, four nations. Go America.
Here you go.
We'll be back tomorrow. We are going to be show on the road.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
We're all over the place. Come join me at the Metropolitan Tavern tonight after the game.
That's where you're going to be doing the Rip City wrap-up. Yep. Tomorrow, our show is going to be at the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show down at the Oregon Convention Center. Primetime will be there as well. Noon to 7, all the way through at the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show. We'll see you tomorrow from noon to 3 right here on The Fan.
Bye.